This next slide is of a white tiger that again had hardly anything separating us from him. We were afraid that he could jump the little barrier that was there, but he didn't seem to be hungry, so I guess he didn't. The next thing we're moving on to is the Red Fork, which is another fork like the one you saw close to the zoo in pretty poor shape, except the Red Fork is fairly well kept up. This would be the main entrance to the Red Fork. The Red Fork might cover, would you say 20 acres there? Anyway, it covered a fairly large area, and it was all surrounded by large walls. And inside you had courtyards and palaces and different things. And this would be the, off to the left bottom of this slide, you see the entrance, the initial entrance that you have to go through after you cross the moat. And the next slide will be of the moat. So this slide is, as you cross the bridge getting to that gateway you just saw, you cross this moat and you get a good view for how substantial the walls are. As you cross through that first gateway, or as you pass through it, then you're in a courtyard with overlooking battlements, so you're still not through it. You pass through yet another gateway, and then you go up this long tunnel-like for, say, 30 yards, and then up this long ramp, always at an incline until you come to open air, and then here you are with this view off to your right. And the tour guide, once we got up this far, took us off to the right this way, and we went into some chambers area. Perhaps this is where his soldiers or monks or whatever would live, because there were a lot of cubicles in this area. This would be a courtyard within that area with some very intricate artwork. One of the nice things we liked about the Red Fort is that in this particular section, we went up to the top of the wall and looked down at the other side. And the tour guide was talking for a long time, and I was getting pretty bored. So we saw a stairway down from the top of the wall into the darkness. And we said, oh, well, gee, there's a stairway, and we're not interested in what's going on. So we went down the stairways, and we were in this series of tunnels and rooms off to each side with windows opening here, there, and the other where. This would be a long series of windows. We came down a hallway, which you can see to the left of it. There's a hallway and you see the windows, but we went down the hallway to look out at each of these windows. Then the hallway bent around and we could look down on this view. The light contrast was not pretty good, but it was really impressive to be there. Then on the other side of that hallway, there'd be some windows that lead you to another part of the courtyard, which was an enclosed area. So we could explore just all through it. And this section was in very good repair. The tunnels were intact and covered and such. We left that section and went down to the ground level and started walking through to the palace section, and we found some areas that were in very poor repair, like this one. So there were some real contrasts within the fortress of areas that were very interesting and in good repair, areas that are in very poor repair, and then some very beautiful areas. And now we're moving into the palace area. I guess before we have a view from the wall. This would be from one of the battlements or the window that you could see out. This would be in the palace area, and they had some very beautiful arches. I think this would be in their bath area, and here, as in many other places we visited within the Red Fort, they'd say, now, you know, the ceiling here was completely inlaid with jewels and valuable gems and stones, you know, diamonds and rubies and such. But it was sacked in year 1400 when so-and-so invaded and they took away all the stones. So all you see left are the plaster imprints of where the stones went. But even so, it's pretty nice looking. This is the main living area, I think, for the princess, or anyway, the queen. And we were told that this is an example of one of the first examples of central air conditioning. What they do is for one thing, they have a string to the center of the room, And in the winter, there would be warm water flowing through it, and during the summer, there would be cool water flowing through it. Likewise, through those pillars that you see along sort of as walls, there were also different conduits built in. And during the winter, they'd run warm water through it and through the floor. And during the summer, it'd be cool water, so that the walls and the floors and the pools would all be giving off the appropriate temperature to keep the building the temperature that you desire. However, they did have the wide open spaces, so I'm not sure if it was very effective, but it certainly wasn't fuel efficient.